This is the Evionics Metal Fuel, the ideal energy source.
The mission of our company is to develop a concept called metal fuel. All of us are familiar with fuels that are fluid or coal, things that are flammable. And everybody is excited about hydrogen fuel cells, almost everybody, except us. The world continues to look for alternative energy sources, alternative energy devices. And the world continues to develop batteries like lithium batteries and improving lithium metal hydride batteries and investing money in methanol fuel cells and hydrogen fuel cells. We take a completely different direction, which is to emphasize metal fuels. Metal fuels, if you look very carefully, you will find that you will be able to harvest metal fuel exactly the same way you harvest food in farms. The food we harvest comes from the sun and oxide. We have a diagram here that shows that there is an identical cycle that enables us to take oxides of metal and reduce them into the metals themselves by means of renewable energy that all come from the sun. This in effect enables you to harvest your metal fuel so that your appliances can consume them. We have an introduction of our company's products here. The first product is metal fuel cell that has been demonstrated in all electric hybrid vehicles that ran 525 kilometers. This metal fuel cell is refuelable, not rechargeable. We can demonstrate the refuelability. After you go a distance a few hundred kilometers, you will simply be able to remove the oxide of zinc, in this case, and then you replace that with zinc fuel. You have to get used to this terminology, zinc fuel, magnesium fuel, and aluminum fuel. Now, this is equivalent to delivering to the consumer a full bottle of energy, and you remove the empty bottle. So what do you do with the empty bottle? You take it to a refinery. This is a way that is familiar to most of us when you get milk delivered to your house or to your place of residence. You get the full bottles of milk and you remove the empty bottle. And that's what we're doing. Unlike hydrogen, the infrastructure of supplying fuel is relatively easy. Just gave you an example of delivering milk bottles. This particular engine then charges nickel zinc batteries. We have in the back, or in front here, nickel zinc batteries introduced for the first time in this conference, CBS 20. Nickel zinc batteries and our new company called Zellerion is introduced today, as the press release described. Batteries have been around for a long time, especially nickel zinc batteries, since Thomas Edison days, who was supposed to be the first one to have developed it. But everybody since Edison has failed to turn it into commercial reality, even though people have recognized the potential of nickel zinc battery as a replacement of lead acid. Lead acid batteries continue to be the king of batteries because no other battery technology could dethrone it. You have lithium technology that gives you very high power and potentially can supplant lead acid, but it will not do it because lithium batteries are very expensive and are hazardous because the heat removal will be difficult and they could explode. The other alternative we have is NiCad batteries. Well, NiCad has been around for a long time. Cadmium is hazardous and environmentally unfriendly. The other alternative is lithium metal hydride. It's been known for like 20 years now. They are more costly than the acid batteries. And for high power, one should take a very careful look at them. So what else do we have? We believe nickel zinc is the best choice, the only choice for rechargeable batteries that you could use for many markets, including renewable energy sources like solar and wind, or you could use them for UPS applications, for hybrid car applications, or pure electric cars. So we're very excited about the combination of having metal fuel cells to provide you with the energy, and these fuel cells will charge nickel zinc batteries that will give you the power, and this power will drive your motor and drive your car. And so we are in the business of harvesting metal fuel for your appliances the same way you harvest your food for your power plant, your stomach, to provide you energy for your brain and your muscle and for your vital signs. Any questions? We are ramping up. We have decided over the last 4 years not to announce products until the fundamentals are right. And we are within 12 months of actually taking products to beta test. The nickel zinc, on the other hand, is ramping up production to be delivered in large quantities within 6 months. So the nickel zinc battery is closer to delivery to customers, whereas the metal fuel cell, the refuelable metal fuel cell, is within 12 months or so.
I am currently using the nickel zinc battery.
From Evercell. Evercell has done a good job introducing nickel zinc. This technology came from United Technologies. What distinguishes Evercell's technology from our technology is the membrane. We invented a hydroxyl conducting membrane. It's a polymer that conducts hydroxide ions. And this, everybody has been looking for it, and we are fortunate to be the first to invent it and manufacture. When you put this membrane in nickel zinc, you can increase the power, and you can increase the energy, and you reduce the cost. Because Evercell uses three separators. Separators come from a source, one source, that's very expensive. And in spite of that, you cannot remove all the dendrite. So the problem with the only other nickel zinc manufacturer is that it would be difficult to have deep discharge cycles and have many, many sub cycles. Okay? Approaching 100 cycles is not an easy thing to do. Whereas our nickel zinc, because of the membrane that we invented, has exceeded 500 cycles. So therefore, we should be lower cost than Evercell technology. Higher power, higher energy, and more cycles and deep discharge. We have the description of the technology in the other compartments in the back. Sorry? We have just demonstrated Honda Insight. We removed the gasoline engine. We replaced it with our own fuel cell and nickel zinc, and drove 525 without refueling. Refueling, not recharging. Okay, there is a difference.
Right, but recharging.
Sorry?
You
can do two things. The first car that we demonstrated was purely metal fuel cell driven. And for system optimization, we decided that it is intelligent to combine the two. This is all electric hybrid, no gasoline hybrid. Okay? So people are familiar with hybrid cars that use gasoline, that charge a battery. Okay? that drives the motor. Whereas our hybrid, the first to take metal fuel cell is the generator. It charges the nickel zinc, which is introduced for the first time here today. And the nickel zinc drives the motor.
Is there an issue with how much zinc is out there? If you were really to ramp this up to a lot of people using it?
There exists 6 million years supply of zinc on the planet that's accessible to people. Number one, your question assumes that zinc is consumable. In fact, zinc is not consumable, it's not perishable. Zinc becomes zinc oxide. And so we invented a way to electrically reduce the zinc oxide back to zinc. And this is why the harvesting cycle is really a very unique cycle. It was not possible. What we invented is equivalent to the invention of photosynthesis. This is so profound. Photosynthesis is a process by which you take the solar energy plus oxide and you get your food. Now, there is an identical cycle, this is what we're showing here, which takes oxides of metal. With our photosynthesis technology, I just coined the name eventesis, E-V for energy, okay? Eventesis. You take this eventesis device, okay? Take solar energy, plus the oxide, and guess what you get? You get metal fuel. So you harvest your metal fuel the same way you harvest food. And this is the unique paradigm of harvesting your metal fuel for your appliances the same way you harvest your food. Any other questions?